Welcome back to Season 3 of the Sustainable Packaging Show. On today's show, we're going to talk about our mission, our vision, and our values, and how together we're going to solve all these problems. We're going to see it happen before our eyes, all right? Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show. So excited to be back with all of you today. It's been a little while, but welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show. I want to kick off 2021. It's going to be a great year, and kick it off with some enthusiasm, some purpose, some mission, some values. What are we going to create together? Like we've discussed on the show the first couple seasons, the first season was about the time for greenwashing is over. That's sort of our trademark that we coined, but it's just a mindset that we actually have to solve these problems. We can't just be tinting our plastics green. And then Season 2, we talked about show me the proof that if you want to be a successful packaging company, you need to be able to back up your claims, because from the perspective of that brand manager, they can't just quote unquote take your word for it. You got to have documentation, not too much, but enough where it's a valid claim. So what I want to talk about in this season, now we're going to get really into what can you do today? What can you do right now to solve these problems around sustainable packaging, packaging that's actually good for the planet? And that's what this season is going to be about in the episodes to come. We are going to make phenomenal progress this year. I just know that for a fact. So I want to talk to you guys about, as Contempo Sustainability Partners, Contempo being my family business that many of you probably know who are listening, but if you don't, 40 plus years servicing the top fashion brands in the world. We've been in the cannabis industry over 3 years. We're one of the leading packaging suppliers of child-resistant packaging. And now we're saying we have this footprint. Who better to implement sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet? So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to cover every industry, right? We're starting to get inquiries from every last industry you can imagine. And I want to just sort of formalize this in a way that I think will be easier for everyone to follow. How do we see the world move to sustainable packaging? So our mission, vision, and values. And this is just for you to know what I'm all about, what we're all about. And if you don't agree, that's fine, right? We're different human beings. Not everyone needs to agree with what I'm about to say. I will not dislike you. Maybe I won't love you, but that's okay if you disagree. So let's start. Mission. Start with the mission. I'll love you anyways, right? Mission. Sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet for every industry. Very simple. Sustainable packaging. Not tinting your plastics green. That's not sustainable. That's greenwashed. So sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet. For every industry. Every industry. Not just fashion. Not just cannabis. Not just pet. Not just, I mean, everything. Electronics. Everything. We're going to make that a reality together. Right? Certainly this is far too much for me to do. Or for Contempo to do. But together we're going to do this. You're going to watch it happen. We're going to watch it happen. It's going to be a wonderful, what a great accomplishment it's going to be when we get there. Vision, a world where sustainable packaging is the norm. And I know that's coming. I know that's coming from the discussions that I'm having with our clients. I know that's the norm. I know sustainable packaging will be the norm. What I want to push us to think about is don't greenwash. Don't greenwash. Is it actually good for the planet? Is it actually good for the planet? I always want to ask that question. And that can be a little subjective, but your heart needs to come from that place. Tap your heart. Your heart needs to come from that place. Is it actually good for the planet? And then we can debate what's better for the planet or not. But you need to come from a place saying, I actually want to do something that's good for the planet, not I want to fake it, not I want to greenwash. Okay? Does that make sense? And values, the last thing. I got 5 clear values, and we might modify these a little bit over time, but this is a good starting point. Value number 1, transparency with claims, right? No greenwashing. And don't overstate your claims. Because if you overstate your claims, not only is it misleading, but it's actually bad for you as a businessman or woman. You're not going to close a lot of deals if you have unclear claims. So transparency with claims. Not this is going to save the world, it's perfect, but this is better than the status quo. Here are the pros and cons. That's what I want to push this industry towards. That's what I want to push all of us towards. Because we went from nothing sustainable to a lot of people claiming silver bullets, leaving out information That's not good either. That's not good either. So transparency with claims. Number two, this is something I've been saying for many, many years. I want to put it here, beautiful and marketable. Okay, maybe I'll choose one or the other, but beautiful and marketable, we'll say together for now. Sustainable packaging. You can't forget about the side of packaging, which is it sells product. It's proven for decades to sell product. You need beautiful packaging to sell product that's marketable. It's a huge engine to your success in the marketplace, to build your brand and to sell. So people say, I don't want sustainable packaging because I need it to be marketable. I don't want an earthy, crunchy look. I want my packaging is a big part of my brand. So we, as innovators, as the brands that are going to see this thing happen, need to be clear. We need packaging full of color, vibrant, but also good for the planet. Actually good for the planet. And that is something that can be accomplished. I promise you that can be accomplished. Don't think sustainable means earthy, crunchy, dull. Maybe that's right for you. Maybe it's not. And if it's not, if you want to go more high-end luxury, if color's a big part, you get the whole rainbow of colors in your logo, like Contempo does, you can still be sustainable. I promise you can still be sustainable. Don't have that thought in your mind that sustainable equals earthy crunchy, because it doesn't. It's a mindset. And you can learn that from season one, part of the mindset. And we'll talk about it here. Right, the mindset of recyclable, made from recycled content, reusable, renewable. There's many aspects to this. Number three, thinking big. Thinking big, not just in terms of thinking big as, you know, the scale of what we want to do, but thinking big about the whole problem. I'm less interested right now, and some of you won't agree with this, and that's fine. Again, we don't need to agree on everything, but I'm less interested in selling 5,000 or 500 units of the most perfectly sustainable thing while there are billions of units in the status quo that are not good for the planet. Okay? I'm much more concerned with thinking big. If we're going to solve these problems, we need to do it at the biggest scale by the people producing units at the millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. But I don't want to be idealistic. I don't want this to just be philosophizing where we figure out sustainable and, oh, it's great PR and there's this small little boutique company that does, you know, the most sustainable package in the world. No, I want to talk about it for the big brands too. We got to think big. How do we create packaging? And there's challenges doing it on the big scale, more challenges than doing it at the mom and pop scale. And nothing against the mom and pops. I love the mom and pops. But for us to make this change, if we're just servicing the small guys, then the majority of the plastic in the oceans is not from the mom and pops. We got to think big is what I mean. Number four, progress, not perfection. This is one of my favorite lines and an area that oftentimes gets some disagreement as well. Less than I anticipated, thankfully, but progress, not perfection. A lot of people, as I say, less now, I think, because people are realizing we got to make changes if you want to see changes happen. But what happens is you have an idea, a sustainable improvement, and it's not perfect. It is not perfect. There's these three flaws. There's seven great things and three flaws. And what people do is they zero in on those three flaws and say, well, that's not perfect because of blank. Because of this, this, and this. So what do? They shoot the idea down, and now they go back to the status quo that we'd all agree is not as good as the improvement. But because we're focused on throwing stones, because we're focused on shooting arrows at that person trying to make a difference, nothing happens. That is the opposite of what we need to happen. We need to be progress, not perfection. As long as the heart is in the right place, which is actually good for the planet, these solutions are not going to be perfect. The way that business world works, the way that innovation works, it's rarely, boom, the perfect thing drops out of the sky. It's a process, right? There's the first generation, the second generation, the third generation, the fourth generation, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. And then you have something that there's no such thing as perfection, right? Very few things are perfect. So what I want you to think, progress, not perfection. If you're the kind of person who shoots ideas down, who's negative, who talks about why things are not possible, who says we are so doomed, the doom and gloom, and only they want perfect that doesn't exist. Stop listening. I hate to say it that way, but stop listening. We need people that are can do, that are positive, that understand progress, not perfection, in our community as we figure this thing out, because we will figure this out. We will figure out every last problem around sustainable packaging, around traditional packaging. We will figure it out together. That's going to happen. But it's not going to happen with a group of people that point out why everything isn't perfect, right? Those people aren't very useful in this, at least. They're valuable as human beings, but not in this endeavor, we'll just say. And the last thing is collaboration, right? Helping each other out. I want to form, maybe the most important thing we'll do through this podcast is build a group of people that really want to make this happen. You're joining this group that understands, that believes in this mission, in this vision, and in these values, and that we connect people together. So what I want to form is a collaboration. I want you to reach out to me personally, mikem@contempopackaging.com. Tell me what you're doing that's actually good for the planet. And who knows where this is going to lead. Maybe this will lead to actual meetups at some point. It'll lead to virtual meetups. We don't know where this is going to lead. But when you have a powerful mission, great things happen that you're committed to, and we're committed to it. So collaboration. I want to create an environment where you should talk to this guy, you should talk to this guy, and we all share this vision, we all share this mission, and we all share these values together, and we're doing it together. And one of the values is collaboration. I want to be working together, helping each other, right? Why not help the people that believe in this stuff? I want to be the ones, we'll be the ones to make this change happen. We'll be the ones to flourish and prosper in our businesses and push forth whatever change we want. That's what this is about. So if you don't believe in the mission, vision, and values, that's fine. Don't listen to the podcast. If you don't like what you've heard, I don't know how many people wouldn't like what they just heard. It's pretty exciting to me. It's extremely exciting. But if you don't like it, don't listen. And I don't hold that against you. We're not all the same. That's a message everyone needs to hear in this world today. We're not all cookie cutters. We come from different backgrounds, different directions. We're not all the same. So if you like what you're hearing, welcome. If you don't, that's fine. But try not to be somebody that just shoots down innovation, because what you're going to do is you're going to put doubt in the minds of people that are actually about to make great changes. And when you put doubt in their minds, you slow them down. You slow down the very progress that you claim to want. So just keep everything in check, ladies and gentlemen. Keep everything in check. All right. So that's it for today's show. We're going to get into next on the next episode. We're going to talk about the big dilemma, right? I've been thinking about this a lot. I hope that I can sort of simplify all these problems into small bite-sized pieces that we can solve. And I tell you right now, we will solve these problems. Guaranteed. I shouldn't say guaranteed, but almost guaranteed. I'm feeling that right now. And I'm feeling that in this moment, that we're going to solve these problems. We're going to solve it together. And many of you listening, we're going to be the ones that solve these problems on the big scale. And there's going to be, not only our businesses will flourish, but there's going to be a sense of fulfillment that you'll rarely find in life, because we're solving one of the major problems that the world is facing right now. We're going to do it together. Okay. Thanks and God bless. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Reach out to me, MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. Let's find ways to collaborate, ways I can help you, ways I can support you. And let's help each other. Let's make this happen. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to today's show, and thank you for being interested in these topics. The time for greenwashing is over. If you're a brand that wants sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet, reach out to us, wow@contempopackaging.com. And also, if you are a sustainable material company that wants to get your innovation in front of the biggest brands in the world, email partners@contempopackaging.com. That's partners with an S @contempopackaging.com.